You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hey there, and welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm your host of this podcast. My name is Vanessa Rodriguez. I'm a functional nutritionist, Akashic Soul Record reader and channeler, and intuitive nourishment guide. And I am so happy you are here. I am very much looking forward to this episode. There's a lot that I want to cover, but I love when these new moons, full moons coincide with the release of episodes because I get to do a mini moon musing check in. And these, for me, feel so grounding in times that are just, I mean, freaking intense, right? In all ways, no matter where you are in the world, it's just wow. So these new moons, these full moons, and just kind of check-ins in the cosmic landscape can be grounding when we have a deeper understanding of the influences of the planets and these archetypes, these signs upon our lives, and creating some space for us to really pause, reflect, and focus in on particular areas in our personal life. So I hope that this offers that to you today or this week, whenever you're listening to it. We have a new moon in the sign of Virgo. It is September 6th on the date that this podcast is being released, and we have our new moon today. And I talked a lot about the energy of Virgo in an episode a couple weeks ago, and that was an episode on Virgo season, and we talked about your gut, immunity, and sanity. So welcoming in Virgo's medicine in this time, really, really welcomed. So we're going to go a little bit deeper into Virgo's influences here. And I also have some announcements, and some of these announcements are business related, so they are having to do with the podcast, Wildly Rooted, which is the podcast, this podcast, Feed Your Wild, also Wildly Rooted, which is my practice and company, as well as some announcements with my own personal life. So I'm going to be sharing some of that with you today. First up, before we dive into this moon and the announcements, I did want to mention that doors have opened to my program, Feed Your Wild Gut, Cultivating Vital Gut Health and Intuitive Connection for Radical Transformation. This is the program that I created, literally created for the me that was struggling 10, 15 years ago with a whole host of gut issues that I didn't realize at the time were connected to so much more. So in this program, Feed Your Wild Gut, together we explore the physiological, the mystical, and the multidimensional and powerful nature of your gut, aka the gut, your gatekeeper. Doors to this program close this Friday, September 10th. So if you're interested in learning more, I'm going to talk more about the program later on in this podcast, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. We will be closing the doors this week, so make sure that you go check it out and learn more if it resonates. We'll always have the links in the show notes if you can access those. You can also go to wildlyrooted.com/feedyourwildgut and get all the info there. All right, so let's come back first to the theme of this new moon in Virgo. And I have named this theme of this new moon, No Guts, No Glory. Now, if you listen to the Virgo season episode that I had, you have already heard about the gut connection to Virgo. In medical astrology, Virgo rules the solar plexus, the gut-brain connection, the gut organs, including the intestines, appendix, pancreas, the part of the liver, the spleen. And it also rules processes of digestion, like digestive enzymes and absorption, assimilation, as well as the immune system, along with Pisces, and the nervous system related to digestion. But Virgo is also about strategy, getting organized, efficiency, and service, being in service to others, to the collective. There's a blend of purification and practicality here with Virgo, and discipline as it relates to bringing some order from chaos. And we could use a little bit of that right now. I know that I am tapping into this energy and have been for a little bit, and have been so grateful for Virgo's gifts, especially in this season. So with this new moon, we're looking at some themes of practical manifestation. Again, bringing some order from chaos, bringing some things into efficiency. And it's not that efficiency is always better, like being efficient, but it's looking at the areas where maybe a lot of time and energy is being sucked from your world. And how can you begin to bring a little bit more order to that for sustaining you, for decluttering the things that are weighing you down? So this is wonderful clearing energy with this new moon. And new moons always represent the start of a new lunar cycle, right? And this is also a time where energy is really more drawn inward versus outward and externally. We can use this inward draw of energy, this flow of energy within, to reflect, to go inside of ourselves and to pay attention to, first of all, what's been going on inside and what is it that we want to or desire to draw within ourselves, draw into our lives. So we're essentially creating space for healing through optimization and order to bring harmony and balance into our experience in the ways that we are able to. And I would also say this is a beautiful time, and this moon as an invitation, for you to tune into your gut feelings, what you're holding in your gut center, and perhaps experience a bit of gut cleansing. So if we don't tend to our guts, our gut-brain connection, our solar plexus, this beautiful nerve complex that's within our bellies, but also this energy center, this chakra center of the solar plexus. These are all Virgo themes. If we don't tend to these areas, we have a much more challenging time experiencing the glory that is available to us. It impacts all systems: immunity, metabolism, nervous system, cognitive function, And that's really just related to the body, the physiology of the body. There's so much more energetically that our guts and our solar plexus connects in with. So again, really looking to carve some space and energy for tending to our gut connection, our belly center. With this particular moon, there's also an energy, like a deeper energy here at play that is guiding us to look at certain wounds that we've been carrying. Now, this can be from childhood and in connection with your inner child. This can also be generational or ancestral wounds. So with Virgo energy, it's really looking at exploring what beliefs, attitudes, habits have we developed and collected from our childhood, from inheritance of previous generations and our ancestors that don't really serve us right now. Maybe they did, especially inner child and childhood tendencies and habits and beliefs may have served us in that time, but they're no longer serving us. So this moon also provides an invitation that guides us into not just exploring these and doing that deeper dive within, retreating within for this exploratory journey, but also the energy to clear that clutter, so to speak. Clear the space for you to experience the glory that is available to you in this time. Now, Virgos and Virgo energy can also be, at times, a little bit more high strung, maybe a little bit of anxiety. There's some mental clutter. Virgos can often be, or those with a lot of Virgo energy, can often be self-critical and hard on themselves. And it's time to clean that up too. It's time to clear and cleanse the mental clutter. In the last episode, I had talked about the influences with Virgo and how Virgo is ruled by Mercury. And Mercury being the planet of communication and also mental communication. So looking at intellectually what we're working with, our thoughts, analyzing. And this is really important to tend to and to do some house cleaning because our thoughts and beliefs influence our reality. And so we can utilize this time and this influence of this new moon to start to explore and do some cleanup work in these areas. Now, if you are interested in learning more about the connection, the gut-brain connection, the what I call the soul-gut-immune axis that is very much connected in with Virgo energy, you can still catch the replay of my free training called Soul Gut Immunity Masterclass, and it's available through Wednesday, September 8th. We're going to be closing that down midnight Pacific time on September 8th. This is a free training that really focuses more on the gut immune axis, and a lot of what I've mentioned here that I will mention because there's more that I want to speak into with this, but also in the previous episode where I talked about guts, our gut and immunity as well. So if you haven't checked that out, highly recommend you just sign up. You can set aside an hour. It's an hour long of free training. I pack a lot in there. And it's available for free. So check that out before it goes away after September 8th. And you'll go a lot deeper into some of these elements that I'm bringing up today as it relates to your gut center. Now, coming back to this theme of cleanup work, organization, And looking at inner child work, as well as generational and ancestral wounds, this, on a personal note, has been popping up a lot for me lately. And one of the big announcements that I did want to share with you is that I am pregnant. And I have officially entered my third trimester. I'm 27 weeks and baby is due in December. It's a Sagittarius baby if all goes accordingly to that timeline. And I can't tell you just how deeply I've been guided into these realms of doing this so-called cleanup work. And I think that there's probably a lot of people that experience this, whether you have been pregnant and had children before, but also birthing something really big in general, whether it's a project or a business or a book or an idea or a community, there always seems to be a sort of this vortex that you can go into that literally guides you into clearing out things that no longer need to be there or might be in the way of this birthing process or the highest expression of what wants to come through. Perhaps you can think back into a time in your life when that is true. And I have definitely been experiencing this over the several months that I've been growing this little baby. So I wanted to share that piece because it's obviously incredibly important and life-changing for me, but I feel that this new phase that I'm in is really going to influence and impact my work and everything connected in with that, the podcast and Wildly Rooted. So just wanted to give you a heads up. I also wanted to share a lot of what I'm experiencing and how I'm supporting myself in this time, in particular related to gut health, because I've had such a major chronic experience with gut health in my early years. It's interesting to see how there have been relapses of certain ailments that used to plague me. Now in this time of pregnancy, especially in the first trimester, and how I tended to that and how I supported myself through that. Hopefully you find this to be interesting or useful information for you, whether you are pregnant or not. These are things that anybody can do that are very simple. But I definitely thought, in keeping with this theme of gut health and how incredibly important it is when it comes to procreation, that I'd share some tidbits with that. The first thing that I feel called to share is the shift in my experience energetically of myself. Now that it is not just me, there's another energy here. From the beginning, have been experiencing a lot of like fire energy, which I'm not as used to. So I am a Sagittarius rising. I definitely have some fire that I can conjure and bring to the table, but I'm very watery and airy energetically. That is my astrological constitution, and also constitutionally, if you're looking at it through the lens of Ayurveda, I'm very Vata. There's some Pitta thrown in there for sure, but definitely more on the Vata side of things. And what I have experienced with this pregnancy is the depth of embodiment and earthiness, in addition to the fire, that is not usually the norm for my experience. And it makes sense, right? It's pregnancy is one of these things that really brings you into your body. Literally, there's so much that's happening and changing at such a rapid rate. And one of the things that I experienced in my first trimester is the slowing down of everything. I'm a very energetic person. I am, according to Human Design, manifesting generator. I do a lot of things and a lot of things at the same time. I don't nap. I derive a lot of energy from doing the things that I love, such as creating this podcast, connecting with you, and teaching and creating resources and programs and working with beautiful souls, doing intuitive readings. Like, all of that just feeds me so deeply and really provides me with a lot of energy. Well, I experienced in my first trimester and literally in the middle of the launch. So I don't know if you guys remember, for those of you who joined us for Feed Your Wild Voice, when I was offering that to the world, that was one of the most intense times in my first trimester experience on all levels, like physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically. I got served. But it definitely was a humbling experience where there were days that I literally did not want to get out of bed. I experienced some morning sickness, not as bad as what I hear some of my friends experiencing and how intense it can really be for some folks. But I'm not going to lie, I definitely experienced some ickiness, some nausea. And I've had a history, a very long history of needing to support my gut health, my liver health, liver and gallbladder in particular. And I suspect that a lot of the assaults that my liver had endured in my early years, in childhood and teenage and my early 20s, even though I've done a lot of healing in this area, it's still something that I have to stay on top of. And my liver and gallbladder may not be functioning optimally when there's so many hormones running through and they just have like a really huge burden. So I suspect that there was some of that going on, but I also know that a lot of what I was experiencing was energetic and it was also spiritual. There's a lot that I feel I've been processing for my line, my ancestral line, my maternal line. There's a lot of wounds that have been coming up around sexuality and mothering and even past life and ancestral fears of giving birth. So there was a lot that I had to work with and work through, and I'm still doing so. But in order to do that, we really need to slow down. And it was literally like my higher self and this baby were like, babe, you got to slow down in order for us to do this very deep work because it has to happen in this divine timeline. So I know there was quite a bit of that going on. And perhaps in the future, I'll share a little bit more about that when I feel like I'm at a place that I can look back and share from a clear vantage point. At this point, I feel like I'm still very much in it and moving through it. But I just wanted to share that, you know, I too have experienced the gnarliness of the first trimester and the slowing down, the forcing of the slowing down of this workhorse. And just this continuation, the continual process of surrendering that I had to do. As I'd mentioned, there were quite a bit of relapses of ailments that used to plague me previously. And I know that these are common for pregnant folks as well, but some of the ones that came back up in my life that I used to experience years ago, acid reflux and constipation. So having to do with the gut And I know that a lot of this, you know, as a functional nutritionist and looking more from the physiological nutritional perspective, a lot of this is due to the hormonal shifts, of course. And relaxin, this hormone that is meant to do what its namesake says. It's to relax the tissues so that the expansion and growth can happen. But what also comes with relaxin is relaxing of muscles that are there to support the function of your digestive system, for example, like the sphincters. So when we have a load of relaxin running through, relaxing these sphincters, that means that the little cap inside of your esophagus that used to be the door to close the stomach so that your stomach acid doesn't come up, that too also relaxes. So acid reflux can be a lot more prevalent there. There's other reasons for increased acid reflux aside from that, but this is just an example of some of the changes that we experience in pregnancy that can lead to that, as well as constipation. Constipation, diarrhea, your bowels, the movement of your bowels is so influenced by your hormonal cascade and the function of your digestive system from top down. So if there's a lot of burden on your stomach, on your sphincters, on your tissues, on your liver, gallbladder, you're definitely going to experience some shift in your bowel movements and digestion. And the way that that showed up for me was with constipation, which is something that I used to experience chronically as a child. I thought it was normal to go poop every several days or so. And I know now that is not the case. We should be pooping at least once a day. And while now I'm okay and things are great, in the beginning it was really tough to experience all of that again. So all of that really revved up for me, and I wanted to share some of the things that I brought in to support myself in that time, and hopefully it's helpful for you, even if you are not carrying a baby. Well, one of the first things for the nausea for sure is ginger. That's kind of like this old school go-to, and thank God for fresh ginger. So I would take ginger in all sorts of ways. I found that while eating ginger cooked was really great with my food, it really served me better to have fresh ginger as a tea, so decocting a tea out of fresh ginger, or juicing ginger and having that with like a vegetable juice. Or I'd just throw the juice of ginger in some warm water with a little bit of honey. You could also literally just chew on the ginger. It's really hot and can be maybe too much for some people, but there were times when that was my go-to and it was really helpful. Now, when it came to supporting the acid reflux and also my digestion and constipation, eating smaller meals, very simple meals and smaller meals, and eating slowly and staying away from my usual triggers that I know about and that used to trigger me more way back in the day and that I had to really monitor this time around again as well. This works for anyone who is suffering from acid reflux or issues with bowel motility. It can be helpful to look at what are you eating? Can you simplify things? Eating really slowly so you're making sure that you're digesting it well, you have time for your body to create those digestive juices and enzymes, and eating smaller meals so that you're not overwhelming your stomach. Some triggers for me were spicy foods. I didn't have any kind of craving for chocolate, which is interesting because I love chocolate, but I didn't want to touch chocolate. But usually that would be a trigger for me for acid reflux way back in the day, but I didn't have a problem staying away from that. So spicy foods, eating too much, so being too full, anything that was overly acidic as well, I wanted to be mindful of, although bringing in a little bit of apple cider vinegar with some water was really helpful too, just to help with digestion. That's really the only vinegar that I would utilize at that time. So lemon and apple cider vinegar. And speaking of supporting digestion, I brought in enzymes, digestive enzymes. There's so many wonderful ones on the market. And what I have found in working with a lot of different people and then also through my own personal experience, there isn't one enzyme that's perfect for everyone. I think that it really depends on what's going on with you, and you might have to do some experimenting. And the enzymes that used to work for me or that I would be my go-to were almost too strong for me this time around. So I switched to a gentler plant-based enzyme brand from Rainbow Light that I had actually never used before, but they work really nicely for me this time around. And probiotics. So I'm a huge fan of really good probiotics. I have an entire lesson in a module in my Feed Your Wild Gut program on probiotics. I have a guide that I wrote, mini guidebook to probiotics. There's a lot of information there. I have a lot to say about it that I will not go into today because it'll probably take up the whole episode. But probiotics are really, really supportive for not only digestion, but also for supporting my gut microbiome in general. I'm going to do a little tangent here and go to the importance of gut health, the microbiome, as it relates to pregnancy and the creation of a baby. I also talk about this in my Soul Gut Immunity Masterclass, as well as the Feed Your Wild Gut program. So if you wanted to go super deep dive into this, I definitely recommend you check those things out. But in order for baby to establish immunity and to have the best chance of really good health, it starts with the mother's health. And mom's gut microbiome in particular is so critical when it comes to the health of baby. There's a process called bacterial translocation, where bacteria within our bodies translocates, so journeys and moves to a different area of the body. And we see this happening in pregnancy and when baby is born. So in pregnancy, baby is in the uterus. They have now found that the placenta also can have bacteria, and that baby receives immune information and bacteria from placenta. When baby is born, if baby is born vaginally, that's one of the first major inoculations of the seeds of bacteria that seed the microbiome for the baby. And this microbiome plays a huge role in baby's immunity and health and the development of baby's physiology. So you want to make sure that you have a really good, healthy gut microbiome, or at least you're getting there. If baby is delivered via C-section, the majority of the bacteria that baby receives as seed for its microbiome will come from the environment. So if it's in hospital, then it'll be from the hospital room environment and the people that are around baby. So it could be helpful. There's books on this. There's now a lot of talks on this that you can go and do a little bit more research on. But they're looking at the efficacy of doing a swab of mom's vaginal microbiome and placing it in baby's mouth and on baby's skin right after baby is born, if they are not born vaginally, so that they can get some kind of inoculation from mom. Baby, if breastfed, will also receive bacteria and immune compounds through breast milk. So there's bacterial translocation that happens from the gut to the breasts and enters the breast milk. I do recommend taking probiotics to support your gut health. Again, I mentioned you could go on and on about probiotics, but I'll just share some of my favorite probiotics that I've been doing. I like to rotate One of my favorite probiotics lately is Seed. It's a subscription-based probiotic and really well-researched and amazing branding. It's interesting, the investments that they have, that Seed has, and just beautiful attention to detail. But I really love their strains, and they have a lot of strains that are supportive for baby and pregnancy. I have a special link if you're interested in looking at Seed. This is an affiliate link, which means that if you check them out and you like it and you also want to try out Seed, you'll get a discount using my code, and Seed will also pay me a small sum of money at no cost to you. But I just wanted to be really transparent and clear about that. But I don't promote anything that I don't actually believe in or have used myself. So this is one of the ones that I have been using, and I really love it, and it works really well for me. I also like it because the prebiotics that they have in Seed are very gentle, whereas in some other probiotics, the prebiotics can be a bit harsher. With Seed, they use more polyphenol type of prebiotic, which is a lot gentler, but still very effective for feeding your bacteria and those probiotics. I also love some soil-based organism SBO probiotics, and two that I like, the first Terra Flora by Enviromedica, Enviromedica being the brand. Megaspore Biotic is another one that contains coagulans and subtilis and B. clausi and these other strains that are really great. I really like those two because they're super clean and they're a great complement to the Seed probiotic. So you could check those out in the show notes if you want to learn more. In addition to taking probiotics, I'm also doing fermented foods, water kefirs, and sauerkrauts mainly. I'm doing some natto as well, which is fermented soybean. And natto is really special because it provides vitamin K, which is not so easy to come by, at least the form of vitamin K that you get from the consumption of natto. There's a lot of vitamin K supplements out there that are derived from natto. And if you're like, what the heck is natto? You're not familiar. It's an ancestral food from Japan, Japanese fermented food. It's definitely an acquired taste, but it's been fun to add that to my list. All right, so coming back to some other things that were helpful for me, and I'm sure as I move forward into the third trimester, I might need to up again. Magnesium is one of them. I like to take magnesium in a variety of different forms. Citrate is going to be the one that most typically is recommended for supporting bowel movements, but I like to bring in all forms of magnesium, as well as not just internally, but also topically, getting a magnesium oil to spray. So the magnesium has been helpful in regulating bowel movements, but it's also really helpful for some of the muscle shifts that we experience and some of the soreness. I have been having a flare-up in my hips, and magnesium has been really helpful for that. Soothing herbs for the belly. When pregnant, there's a bunch of herbs that aren't recommended that I would typically go to. My mainstays for soothing my belly with herbs have been, I mentioned ginger, but also chamomile, the mints, so lemon balm was a really big one, especially in the summertime, and fennel to help support with digestion. Of course, movement, getting things moving, and just movement in general during pregnancy is really important, but movement is also paramount for supporting your gut health. And it actually increases diversity of your microbiome. So movement is really great on all different levels. Lots of walking, yoga, mat work is what I've been focusing on. Hiking and nature, although I'm definitely a lot slower and have to be more mindful I'm making sure that I'm getting some movement in every day. Lots of rest. I'll be honest, this is really the first time that I have had to nap. And that was more so in the first trimester. And now entering the third, I'm starting to kind of feel that again. And so I'm really honoring that and surrendering to it. Again, like I mentioned, I'm not used to that. And it could be really hard for me to pause and admit that I really just need to take a moment and rest and listen to my body. So that's what I've definitely been working on over the past few months. There's so many other things that we could go into. I don't want to bore you with all the things, but two that I'll leave you with: hydration and fiber. Super important. Those are just basic foundations in terms of supporting your digestive capacity, your digestive function, but also the importance of hydration in pregnancy in general, especially where I am, where it's the summertime and super dry, very pitta season, and lots of fire and smoke. So hydration is so important. And when you can't get those bowels going and you're really in a pickle with that, I am a huge fan of the good old-fashioned enema. So a good old enema to bring in that hydration internally and to really start up the peristalsis movement. So basically that's the motions, the wave-like motions of your intestines so that you can have a healthy bowel movement. So you guys know that I go a little TMI with these, but I think it's just so important to have these tools, especially if you too are pregnant and dealing with these things. I hope that this is helpful for you, but also just in general, if you're experiencing constipation and acid reflux, a lot of these are just some foundational things that can help you out. I'm sure that I will continue to share my personal experience and anything that might be helpful. If you have specific questions that you would love for me to answer, I'd love to hear. You can reach out to me. Let me know by sending us an email at hello@wildlyrooted.com. And again, if you're interested in really supporting your gut health, whether pregnant or not, I highly recommend you check out my program, Feed Your Wild Gut. It literally is everything that I have culminated over the years of personal experience and challenges, but also as a practitioner and intuitive, from functional nutrition and herbal medicine to energy healing and clearing, microbiome tending to soul reclamation. This program, Feed Your Wild Gut, offers a balanced blend of science, natural therapies, and intuitive and energetic approaches, because that's my jam. That's what this is all about. And I really wanted to create a truly holistic program for you. Who is this program for? It's for my wild-hearted folks out there, my helpers and healers and practitioners and creative change makers who maybe are experiencing physical symptoms like chronic digestive challenges, low energy, anxiety, brain fog, etc., that are holding you back. Maybe you know someone who's dealing with these and you would love to share this information or to help others in your family or community. Maybe you're feeling stuck and unclear about your next steps toward living your purpose and struggling with motivation. Maybe you're ready to stop second-guessing yourself all the time and start to use your intuition. This is open to anyone who's been seeking guidance in gut wellness and spiritual counsel. All levels of knowledge are welcome. It is a self-paced program, and you get lifetime access. I know how crazy it is in this world right now, and sometimes you can't just finish a program in a month or two, and you shouldn't be expected to. When you sign up for Feed Your Wild Gut, you get immediate access to all of the modules. You could go at your own pace, and you will have this for years to come. You can come back to it. It has a ton of different resources, as well as bonuses. I had mentioned the guide to probiotics, the PDF that I have available for you. I also have guides for testing for gut health and mapping your microbiome, soothing herbal infusions for GI support, There's over 13 hours of video and audio training. It's really jam-packed, and I'm always adding more as I'm learning and revising, so keeping it updated and adding new bonuses at no extra cost for you. So if this resonates, go over, check it out, wildlyrooted.com/feedyourwildgut. And if anything, check out that free training of the Soul Gut Immunity Masterclass goes away this Wednesday. And I'm excited for those of you who are stepping into this container. Before I go, I did want to share how this big shift with the pregnancy will impact my work. So all of my clients and folks who are interested in Akashic Record intuitive readings, I will be closing books from mid-November to beyond. I don't know if and when I'm going to reopen them. So if you want to get in an Akashic Soul Record reading, I highly recommend you go into the calendar, go to my website, wildlyrooted.com, and book one before the end of the year. The last dates that you'll be able to do so are going to be mid to the end of November. I will also be taking a hiatus from offering my higher touch one-on-one mentorships. And in next year, 2022, that's probably going to shift more into group mentorship. I'm actually really excited about that because I feel like community and group work, like intimate group work, can be life-changing. And while it's different than that one-on-one container, I see how highly impactful it is. And I think it's really time that I and we focus on community and supporting one another and bringing our gifts to share with the community. And I have been so blessed to be connected with so many of you that are highly gifted in all that you do. All of you practitioners and healers and helpers and creatives, I just get chills thinking about the possibility of so many of you coming together in community for deep healing and supporting one another. So that's what I'm looking forward to in 2022. And you can stay tuned for more on that in the coming new year. As relates to the podcast, I'll be focusing on some pregnancy and birth stuff since I speak from my own experience and this is where my energy is. So that's how I roll with the podcast. I know I mentioned this previously, but it's like the Feed Your Wild podcast and the universe, they have their own agenda that is not necessarily what I have in mind. There have been so many instances, especially at the beginning, just before pregnancy and at the beginning of pregnancy, where I was working really hard to make things happen, to get a ton of interviews in, to do all this work, and it just was, the universe was not having it. And so many cancellations and shifts and changes. So finally, really just surrendering to, okay, this is not just my timeline and agenda. I am co-creating with this beautiful container of the Feed Your Wild podcast and the collective that is listening in. So I'm going to honor that and continue to flow with where I'm intuitively guided to go. And thus far, it's been a lot more solo episodes and the Akashic readings. I do have some interviews lined up and that are coming up for you that I'm very excited about. But it is going to continue at a much slower pace. And don't worry, I don't have any intentions of turning Feed Your Wild into a pregnancy or mama-focused podcast, although I honor those and they're really beautiful. I will continue to keep you posted and updated on the unfoldings of Feed Your Wild and what wants to come through. I'd also love to hear from you. What would you love to hear more about? If this was interesting for you and you have more questions, if there are specific themes and topics that you want to hear about, let me know. I'm very open to really making this container more of a collective experience and journey. And I'd love to hear your voice on that. You can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at Wildly Rooted. You can also email me at hello@wildlyrooted.com. All right, y'all. I know I dropped a lot of information and links and all the things in this free flow episode. I hope that you have a chance to really commune with the energy of this new moon in Virgo, tend to that inner child and to those wounds, the generational and ancestral wounds that also want to be looked at, and to create some space for healing through what looks like optimization and order for you in your life. And all of that work takes guts, doesn't it? So once again, no guts, no glory. I encourage you to tend to the beautiful support that you have available to you inside and out, starting with your solar plexus and gut, and enjoy the rest of this Virgo season. So much love. Until next time. Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world, because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.